I'm going.
Clickety clack.
Don't talk back.
I am about to turn it around.
That's yakety yak.
And present you guys with an excellent product.
Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, that was clearly Brondiac. Brondiac for the win.
Look at that.
Oh my gosh. So Ray, sorry, I've been piling up the once a day dull games and Tradle just I lost my mind today.
Oh, I didn't even do
it. Cuz it was
today.
A repeat? What? Oh, you didn't do today?
No.
Oh, it was a repeat from last week. I was too distraught. I was like, "What? How could it be this?" Cuz I was so I got it in one right. last week. And that's why I remember it, because I was so proud of myself. I looked at the exports, I looked at the value, and I was like, okay, could it possibly be this? And I was like, bam, one. Today I couldn't get it at all, because I was like, there's no way it could be the exact same country again.
Right.
Like 4 days later, it was. I'll give it one more chance tomorrow, because I was really getting into it, too. And that hurts.
Oh, yeah, that's a definite repeat. I just pulled it up.
Because I remember right after I got that one, the next day, the country had similar exports to throw you off.
Right.
But it was, you know, wasn't that country at all.
I do find it amusing that this country has their main export, 21% of the money from their export comes from exporting water.
Yeah.
Wow.
That blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because
Fiji?
What? Yes.
Bam.
It's not just a marketing gimmick.
I love Fiji's
it
water.
It really comes from Fiji.
I buy that all the time.
I just assumed they made that up.
It's good water.
Ooh, and two today. Good job, Perondiac. I took me like five.
I didn't look at my Odyssey, but I bet that BAM really spiked the...
Probably.
The sound
one spike
there.
Now and then. I don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know how it would impact you guys, but Owen got hurdle in one today.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I was impressed. I got it in one today.
I usually don't get hurdle in five.
Okay. I've also been really down on Framed.
Oh, really?
Like, there have been, surprisingly, many, many, many times that I've, you know, never even seen the movie. And by clue four, they just give it to you. Like, I went like 2 or 3 days ago, I was confused by picture one, confused by picture two. Confused by picture three. And then at picture four, when I still had two full guesses left, it was a magazine cover that said, Baby Truman captures the hearts of the world, and then had a picture of Jim Carrey next to it. I was like, are you kidding me?
Hey, no courtesy on this show.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I didn't even know the room was open. I'm sorry to everybody. I did know the room was open, but I wasn't mindful of it. Anyway, I was just shocked. That they did, because they did that again today.
Thanks, Teeth.
Yeah.
And here, more importantly, what are you doing on Sunday?
I don't know. So,
how would you like to come down to Champs downtown to go see a concert of Waka Flocka Flame?
Kind of like a ton. So, here's, sorry, this is being recorded. I'll tell you about where my conundrum is when we're off the air.
Okay.
Because none of it's air appropriate.
All right.
Somehow.
I'm on board.
I feel like there's a good chance I should. It is Mother's Day, and I do have a mother, and I did just see her recently, and
but you can
I should
see her
probably
and
be
then.
Respectful enough to visit her twice.
But yeah, you can see her and then stay in town.
Yeah.
To see Waka Flocka Flame.
Yeah. A Champs, though.
It is a Champs.
Yeah, that sounds gross.
Yeah, but you never know. Maybe Jonas might show up. I mean, you never know.
I do know that there's no chance.
There is a chance. They've shown up there like five times.
Yeah.
Right, as the Jonases, not as the opening act for Waka.
No, he's got Fed the God is opening.
Okay, I love Waka Flocka Flame. I, 100% supported his presidential run. But I don't know if I want to be in Champs with, because it's going to be packed. Like, it's already packed.
Yeah.
And now they're there to,
it's supposed to be.
If you had said State Theater, I would have been standing, I'm not true, I would have been sitting next to you while you stood.
Okay.
But Champs is pretty much a deal breaker.
Yeah, because
I would love to go downstairs and play some pinball there.
Right, but it's...
Now you've won me back.
But it's senior night for the graduating seniors, so it's going to be packed.
Oh, you're the worst.
Yeah.
Why would you...
I don't know, I just thought I'd throw
out... Hey, Craig, I'm Ian, it's nice to meet you.
I just thought I'd throw out Waka Flocka Flame, man.
You did. It was a solid pitch, and then you added everything else
to make it worse.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on with this show. It's well after 9 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness. Well, sorry, I'm just trying to help Ray out because it's only going to be listener comments, remember?
That's true. Well, it turns out that a lot of things are duplicated this week, so it should be easy to catch some of this.
Apparently that's a thing now.
Yeah.
Tradle, stuff on this show. What's... Why do we have to relive Smarch? Lousy Smarch weather.
Right.
Does that mean we get to re-hang out for our birthdays again?
Sure, why not?
Okay. How about Sunday? Here, walk a flock of flames playing at chance.
I'm in bachelor mode too. I think Erica's going to be gone. So,
oh,
I guess she's going to be at her mother's.
Wait, didn't you just put forth a ton of effort to import her mother?
Yeah, now we have to export her back.
Ah,
and apparently she's got some doctor visit that Erica wants to go along with her on like Monday. So she's staying there till like Tuesday or something.
Dude, you just got to bite the bullet and turn the spare room into her room.
I don't want to do that.
I didn't say you wanted to do that.
Her other daughter has a house with like 7 bedrooms. She can go live there. All right, let's roll.
Do it, Doug.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 337th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ian, we got Ray. Hello.
Hello.
Word up.
Word up.
What?
The word.
Sorry.
So this is the week of 5-4 to 5-11.
Will they be opening for Waka Flocka Flame?
They will not. They will not be opening for Waka Flocka Flame. In your 5-day 4-star crash!
What, were they cameo?
Nope. Oh, who sang the song?
Who was it then?
Yes. Yeah, they will not be opening.
Cameo.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
They will not.
Sorry. Yes, I don't. You told me who was opening. I understand.
They will not be making a cameo.
I mean, my liver of Titans.
The show's a disaster already. On April 22nd, you had Black Cat versus Doc Ock. Did you Black Cat?
I did. I feel so much better reading this and seeing it in the infographic than when it was happening in reality.
All right.
Well, as you know, I was absent from the show and from reality for a good portion of last week. So I played the game, won, Black Cat defeated Doc Ock. A lot of time passed. I played the game again, and Black Cat was fighting Doc Ock again, and I was like, oh no! Like,
So on the 5-2, did you also have Black Cat defeating Doc Ock?
Yes!
Okay. How about on April 27th? Did you have Punisher defeat Carol?
For sure.
Okay, 3 days from now, are you going to have Punisher defeat Carol?
I hope so. I remember that fight actually being easier than Doc Ock versus Black Cat.
Yeah.
Because Doc Ock's ability to negate her stun made her shockingly less effective.
Well, bien. Storyland, we got Honor Among Thieves is running. That'll get you Strange. Melinda Lip-May, some Brand Shards. Placement is Rhino and Elektra. That's followed up by Strange Sights, which you might just have played recently, but you're playing it again. Bullseye, Rhino, Elektra. Placement is Gert, and some shards for that brand new character we'll talk about later.
That was part of the thing, too, with the Strange Sights. I really thought something happened to my mind, or that I got Rip Van Winkled or something.
You got missing time, man.
Yeah.
Did you get Pappy Van Winkled? I would like to get Pappy Van Winkled. That sounds like a good time. Hmm. We are in between seasons, but right now you got Rock Me Amadeus is running. That'll get you a Battery Man and a Cho, Doc Ock, and some Kingpin shards. Hey, so we have a new character.
I think that the puzzle gauntlet's still going on. I know we don't talk about it much anymore, but it's just for me.
It is.
So I like to talk about it.
Yeah, there was puzzle gauntlet. I left it off because it's just for Ian.
Right, yeah. I got my cover from it. It was not a 5-star. Although I do have a 5-star. When Ray brought that up, I was like, think I have a 5-star at some point. And that's cool. And I don't even remember what that is. But I just... And it was like my least favorite support.
Sure.
So that made it hard.
Yeah, the puzzle gauntlet this time was really easy, too. I didn't have to rely on Sluggo's Reddit post to win, so...
to help you through it. Me either. Although, I've got to say, I did do the puzzle gauntlet today, somewhat efficiently, but, you know, they set me up for success, except when I was doing the one where you're supposed, I don't know who you guys choose to pick. I chose to pick Quake because I wanted, because right. It said get rid of all the greens.
Yep.
I also and use resonance Quake. Frequency is, I had to fire resonance frequency.
Like four times.
Now keep in mind that there were less than five green tiles on the board every time I fired this power. It took me right. six times before a green didn't mysteriously drop at the exact moment that I was doing that. I was like, get out.
Yeah, you ain't wrong. All right. So
let's
talk about the new character.
Sorry, salty.
he has been recently renamed due to copyright disputes with the Conan people.
Oh, thank goodness, because I thought I had gone Matt.
Nope.
This has been a really mentally unhealthy week for me.
But we can say it on this show. Shumagorath is the actual character.
Yes.
Yeah, it is Shumagorath.
That's who I thought it was, too, because he had a new name, and I was like, nope, this looks exactly like my second favorite character from Marvel vs. Capcom 1.
Sure.
Don't you remember? We played that at pinball, too, didn't we, Craig?
I believe you are correct, yes.
Where they had replaced the controllers with the old exercise pads from the original Nintendo?
Yes.
Yes.
That was very hard. I was very tired.
It was super hard, but we really did well with Juggernaut.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember specifically when they changed the game, or not changed, but the sequel to the X-Men versus, was it X-Men versus Marvel? Was that the first rendition? And then it became X-Men versus, or then it became
Capcom?
Marvel versus Capcom?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't know. The two characters they added were Blackheart and Shumagorath. And then I saw the picture of the new character coming out. I was like, oh, it's Shumagorath. And they were like, it's not. It's someone else. And I was like, man, I am out of touch. But I'm not.
No.
So
what does Conan have to do with this?
Shumagorath.
I thought Marvel owned Conan.
No, they have published Conan in the past, but Shumagorath predates when Marvel did any Conan, so the rights are actually still owned by the Conan the Barbarian people.
Huh.
So in any case, they have gone with the name, you know, Gargantos, which is actually a Marvel character, to make it even more confusing. He is a really dumb one-eyed, you know, squid thing that lived in the ocean and fought Namor one time.
Right. Who's totally different from the giant one-eyed starfish that menaces the DC universe.
Correct.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's talk about the Shumagorath, though.
Okay.
He's 5-star. Green, black, and blue. At the start of green power, Tentacle Thrash. At the start of the turn, if one does not exist, create a one-turn countdown tile that destroys one enemy AP in its color and recreates itself on an adjacent tile. If the enemy has no AP in that color, do some permanent damage instead. Keep track of this permanent thing. It's going to keep adding up. If Shumagorath is invisible at the start of the turn, create an extra Tentacle Thrash tile up to a max of 3. When you go up in level, it just does some more damage, but the damage is not significant to be bothered, so I wouldn't bother. For black, though, 8 black, Tentacle Teeth. Reduce the strength of one enemy strike, protect, or attack tile by number, plus number for each Tentacle Thrash on the board. Then for each enemy strike, protect, or attack tile below a number, destroy that tile and deal, again, more permanent damage. This, as you go up in level, you're reducing the strength of two enemy strike, protect, attack tiles by 88 each time. And your max, and that permanent damage is going up to, at max level, 5,876.
Okay.
But it's permanent, so it keeps adding up.
Yeah, I like the concept of permanent damage.
Yeah. The blue power, 9 blue, Ineffable Horror, completely drain the friendly team's blue AP, dealing damage per AP drained. Shumagorath goes invisible for 2 turns. While invisible, Shumagorath's matches deal permanent damage. As you go up in level, damage goes up, the invisibility becomes a 3-turn invisible. You're dealing at max level 4,275 damage per blue AP that you spent. Again, minimum here being 9. So what's that? The 38,000, somewhere in that ballpark, damage.
Sweet.
And then all matches you make that he makes with him are all, again, permanent damage. So this permanent damage thing is cute.
Yeah. Okay. Craig, at this point, would you be willing to say that the horror of Shumagorath is ineffable?
I would say it's ineffable.
Are you trying to say I'm not effable?
Oh, well, you're not anymore after last week.
No, wait, that's the reason that I wanted to be more so. It's still there, I promise. I've seen it very recently.
All right, so what do you think? I like this permanent damage deal. That seems cool.
Yeah, it's really intriguing. I like it as well.
It'll really bum out, you know, those teams that rely on a bunch of healing.
Right. I don't know that the numbers are very good, but the permanent damage makes it...
You know, he does not pair well. Does not pair well with, oh god, I forgot her name.
Medusa?
Okoye?
Nope. Okoye! Since her whole shtick seems to be, I heal myself a lot.
I don't know. Hold on, I've heard to the contrary.
Abilities are boosted by Okoye ability 1 every time a CD tile goes off. Ability 2 on each destruction. Ability 3 post-calculation.
Oh, those are just words.
Yeah.
Like, that, they're not even strung together in a way that I can comprehend.
So I'm going to say, for people who rely on Okoye to heal herself.
Here's the thing. Okoye does heal herself, so going against whatever it's called, Gargantos, is going to be more difficult for her. But with her, she's going to boost all that damage, and it's all going to be permanent damage.
Well, so if you're invisible, yeah.
Works well with, and possibly against, Okoye.
I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays out, but it sounds interesting. Yeah. I like the new mechanic. What do we got? The Unfathomable Shuma-Gorath cover store is running the 5th to the 9th. Chance to get him there. Increased chances in your 10 and 40 pulls. There's the Multiverse of Madness Vault running the 12th to the 17th. A Up in Arms legendary store token is what this is going to be called.
Up and at them.
Up and at them.
The goggles, they do nothing.
There's also a 4-star Rhino in there. That Up in Arms Legendary Store, 15% chance to get Shuma-Gorath, Peter Parker, or Star-Lord. How does Star-Lord get into this? I guess because he's from space? I don't know. Five more tokens for 25 CP.
Sorry, I like that. That came up sort of earlier. So today, obviously, an important holiday around my household, and my son wanted a complete outfit Star Wars themed, and I couldn't find him any Star Wars socks, so I grabbed a pair that just had the moon and the sun and the stars on it, and I was like, it's got stars on it, it counts. I feel like that's the way the vault worked. He said the word star, just put him in there.
You should have looked at him and said, that's no moon. It's a space station.
Yeah, I'm not on my game that early in the morning, but I like where your head's at.
All right, this character is in placement rewards in this replete of strange sights. After that's going to be Operation Spider Silk. Progression there is a placement in Redshift. It's running the 5th and 9th, and his event is called Feast Your Eye. Running the 8th to the 11th, getting view tokens to that cover star. So there you go, the... monster formerly known as Shuma-Gorath.
What's he technically known as now?
Gargantos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, sorry, just to revisit your earlier pitch, because you mentioned that if you had said, hey, Ian, what are you doing Sunday? Let's go see Multiverse of Madness. Now you're more likely to get a yes answer.
I'm going to see that on Tuesday.
I was just going to say, what you're actually going to say is no thanks. I'd rather see that with my cop buddies. Makes me feel tough.
All these old retired cops. Yeah, they're super tough.
They are.
It just reminds me how old I am that all these people were able to work enough years at their job that they were able to retire. And I'm still working. Why did I do
your
something
guidance counselor
dumb for 20 for 25 years and retire? All right. I don't know what we're doing anymore. I've lost track of this show. Oh, I got nothing else for news. You guys got anything for news?
No.
Negative. Right. I'm spiraling, Craig.
Just before the
I can hear it in my own voice.
Just before the show, I finished second out of 100 in PUBG, so that's my big news.
Out of 100?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
I finished second twice, and both times I took out number 3, and then the other guy went, oh, well, I know exactly where you are now, and took me out before I could do anything. So, apparently I should just sit still and bide my time until there are 2 left.
And then be like, I know where he is!
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Do you watch a lot of Hunger Games to get better at that game?
No, I've never seen Hunger Games.
Maybe it'll make you better at that game.
Probably not.
It might.
I'll watch Battle Royale again.
Yeah, that movie's dope.
All right, let's move on to this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Hey. Oh, no, we'll stick with this. I'm not going to derail the show. Sorry. I really wanted to, but I'm not going to.
Sorry, okay?
Yeah.
Sorry. Steve goes America all over everybody's boop.
All right. Let's talk about worthy Captain America. The 4-star version. He is a red, yellow, and blue character. He has also been recently reworked, and to the best of my knowledge, the information I'll attempt to pass on is current as of the recent reworking. Heavy Hitter costs 9 blue AP. Captain America deals 185 damage to the target and stuns them for one turn. For every charged tile on the board, he bashes the enemy for 93 damage, maximum of 6 tiles. Alright, let's see how this increases. The stun goes all the way up to a 3-turn stun. The damage goes up to 833 on that target, which turns into a reasonable number as you champion him. So championed, sorry, stun, 3 turns, damage, 1625, and another 1,000 per charge tile. The wind-up power is 6 red AP. Captain America charges an electrified strike, create a 3-turn red countdown tile that creates a 1 charge tile each turn, dealing damage to the target. The passive component: whenever an enemy matches a charge tile, Captain America deals damage to the target. Let's see how this scales up. So, the countdown tile creates 2 charge tiles instead of 1. The damage is increased to 1623, and the damage from the passive is increased to 454. American Hero. It's a yellow passive ability. Whenever the enemy team makes a 4 match or greater, Captain America jumps to the front and reduces the damage by 100%. Then, he creates a 5-turn black countdown tile that converts 2 basic yellow tiles into red or blue charged tiles. He creates a 3-turn countdown tile at the highest possible level. Cool. That seems, you know, pretty good. I know that he has gone from being a meta-tier character to just a regular usable character, but he doesn't seem awful.
Meh.
This is someone who I feel confident we all have champed. I feel like you guys have had him champed since back when he was unstoppable, and, you know, I blundered into him eventually.
Yeah, I definitely had him when he was really powerful, but I really haven't used him at all since he was nerfed, so...
I like the fact that, yet again, I have the build with the lowest number of votes.
I also have an apathy build. Ray's definitely appears to be the correctest of the builds, because that passive is still very good, and the stunning plus damage seems really good. The red seems okay.
Right. So clearly, 454.
Absolutely, 454.
Wow, yeah, Craig's is the wrongest.
I'm saying.
I believed you. I didn't really want to weigh in because mine is, you know, my build is totally based on apathy. I was like, oh, I finally got him champed and he's nerfed, so I don't even care what he looks like. But, yeah, that yellow is totally a fine power. I should give it more of its due. If I get a chance later today, I'll consider respecking it.
Will you?
There you go. Captain America, worthy. 4-star hero.
All right, Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Not very much this week, but over on the Reddit, Ash Boomstick
Boom!
Said, hey guys, great episode. No wall of text, just a quick question. The wife and I got into a debate about Doctor Strange 2 over whether Scarlet Witch was a hero or not. I am firmly in the not a hero camp. She argues she is a hero because she overcomes adversity and tragedy and still tries. I can't get over what she did in that town in WandaVision to ever consider her a hero, not to mention the decades of her crazy crap she's done in the comics. What do you guys think? Is Scarlet Witch a hero?
I'd say yes. I feel like coming out from underneath the thumb of Ultron and... fighting through the loss of her brother. I apologize for any spoilers coming up. But then to during Civil War to turn on the love of her life for what she felt was morally correct makes her a hero.
Okay. See, I thought that she never tries to do the wrong thing. It's just
she doesn't fully understand her abilities and doesn't have full control over them, but she wants to do the best she can.
Yeah, and she just has severe mental trauma. So,
yeah. I would say yes.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be too much in the comic version of Wanda, and she's very much, you know, her retconned, you know, father's daughter, where, you know, sometimes she does good things, sometimes it's bad things. And, you know, sometimes she wrecks the entire universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in the comics, yes. Yeah. But it, more recently, it's she just wrecks smaller areas. Well,
I think we can all agree that Craig...
Grief can be hard to navigate, especially without an appropriate support system. And if you have magical powers on top of that, that's a lot. Right.
Craig, if you had these powers, I'm pretty sure you would wreck the universe.
Oh, I totally would. I can't argue that at all.
I would have never accused Craig of being a hero.
if you have the, you know, actual, well, I guess to me, the comic book Wanda powers as opposed to the weird Marvel right. MCU powers, where I can make the most improbable thing in the world happen anytime I want, that's some bad stuff going down. Who are you? You're pain in my butt? Did a refrigerator just fall out of a cargo plane and land on your head? Sure did.
That just got so dark so fast, because you were talking about her old powers, and the first thing I thought was, and here we are, Minnesota Vikings winning their 17th straight Super Bowl. Craig's like, I want everyone dead! Heads will be exploding left and right.
Dead via refrigerator.
I know! What a very cruel and specific way to die.
I mean, yeah, that's very unexpected. You know, refrigerator falling out of a cargo plane to land in your head. That doesn't happen very often.
Is it less likely than crawling into said refrigerator and using it to survive a nuclear explosion?
Hey, now, that's been, you know, worked in many, many a show. At least one. Is that it?
Yeah, so Ash also signed off with, as always, shop smart, shop as smart.
As smart.
But yeah, right, that is it. That's what's in the mailbag.
All right. Thanks, Willie. Nice. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just,
and
want,
we
to
just want to pump
you up.
You up. All right. Let's see what's going on with these boosted characters. Cyclops. Man, does he rotate into my play way too often? And he's still excellent because all he does is direct damage, extra direct damage, and fuel the ability to do direct damage.
Yep.
So his red and black are going to be boosted. The Hulk. Again, I've played him 100,000 times. I just honestly have never fired his red. So I'm not super sure what it does, but I think it does some direct damage. Green does board shake and direct damage, so those two will be boosted. And the damage Hulk receives from a level 5 version of his black, if you have it at a 5, that'll be the damage you have to take is increased. The always popular Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan, getting ready for her debut this summer? Does that sound accurate?
Probably.
Isn't she in this movie?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I think she's in this movie.
America's in this movie.
I haven't seen this movie. Oh, all
right. I'm thinking
yet,
America. But... You're right.
Yeah.
Mom, so bye. Anyway.
Well, let's just glaze over that one and get to Loki. So he's got, I don't think he does damage at all.
No,
but he's still a delight. So he's boosted. And, Mystique, who won me the other half of the puzzle gauntlet by just generating enough purple to make them go away.
Yep.
Her black masterstroke will do extra damage this week. Now the 4 stars.
I really wish that power was called like Uzi Paloozy.
I believe you.
Like, that doesn't sound much cooler. Like, well, how did you kill him? Uzi Paloozy. Bam!
I like it because it does sound better. I just, with the animation that is tied in with it, because it's her master stroke. Ooh, what's the master stroke? What is the culmination of your brilliant plan? I shoot him.
Right. That's why it should just be Uzi Paloozy.
<Awesome. laughs> I spray the room with bullets. That's my master stroke. let's just talk about Domino she's
sorry,
boosted.
I got distracted. Did you notice that somebody went up and attacked Dave Chappelle?
Oh, I very much noticed it. It was scary and I'm happy no one was hurt.
Man, I blame Will Smith now. Everybody's going to be walking on stage to slap comedians.
I think so. Didn't after the attack, didn't Chris Rock come on stage and say, hey, was that Will Smith?
He did.
Tour sounds incredible, by the way, other than being attacked on stage, which sounds horrible.
Yeah. I would go see that.
Chappelle, Rock, wasn't Jimmy Carr there?
I don't know, but I would go see those two for sure.
Ugh.
And yeah, you know he's if he would have had to protect him, if he had an Uzi Palooza, he'd be totally safe.
Totally safe. There are hundreds of dead people in the audience, but he would be even safer than the safe he is now.
That's right.
That tour's not perchance coming to State College, is it?
I can't imagine.
Okay.
Did those guys leave the West Coast?
I don't know. I thought it was a Netflix-sponsored comedy tour, so.
Do you know what it's called?
Netflix is a joke. But in the meantime, let me tell you about Domino. Knock them down. The damage per tile is going to be increased. Let's see what Emma Frost is up to. Oh, her yellow makes strike tiles. They'll be better. And she'll buff them in a buffier way. Ghost is boosted this week. More healing from the supply run, more damage from unfazing, and that's it for
Ooh,
her.
Ian, what are you doing? Morbius. What are you doing at the end of the month?
At the end of this month?
How would we like to go at the end of May to Atlantic City to go see Dave Chappelle?
Hold on. The quick answer to that is absolutely 100% anytime. The actual answer to that is how. I genuinely have to ask about ticket prices because I feel like I shouldn't be able to afford
that. They're
somewhere
between absurd and too much.
Okay, I'll have to pass. I'm sorry.
They are $200.
Yeah, that's not that. That's where I imagined it. Like that was like my dream bottom level, like of realistic guesses. But
well, those are the cheap seats.
Right,
tickets are from $195 and up.
Yeah. That's a long drive. I just took a week off of work, so
we could go to Hanover, Maryland.
I normally get paid a dollar. That means I'll only get paid 50 cents.
Yeah, he's also in Hanover, Maryland, in June.
Oh, you're winning me back.
But those also start at $174 and up. At the Live Casino and Hotel in Hanover, Maryland.
I'll wait for the movie. Wait,
which hotel? Which casino is hosting him in AC?
Hard Rock.
Oh, okay. It's very unlikely, but I don't want to say absolutely not.
Okay.
But I do want to talk about Morbius.
All right, hit me.
Let me see. His blue will more healing. Oh, apparently. Sorry, when you were reading this new character, apparently it's not a new thing at all. Apparently Morbius causes permanent damage.
He does.
Really?
He's a vampire.
I'm sorry that I lied at the top of the show when I said I was going to do a really good show.
I don't remember that at all.
I claimed that I was going to turn it around and do a really good show, and I know so little about this game anymore. I'm such an embarrassment. So the brand new mechanic that came out months ago is permanent damage. I'm moving on to the next character. Let's talk about 4-star Thanos. More black damage, more green damage. Abigail Brand is boosted this week. She probably does some stuff. She's got blue attack tiles that are awesome. Bursting health from her yellow and more damage from her purple. Archangel is boosted. More black damage from his countdown tiles and more damage from his green and blue. Good for him. Keep up the good work, Archangel. Black Bolt. Sorry, that picture
nice
makes
image.
Me really happy.
Yeah.
It's so nice and literal. Quasi-Sonic Whisperer doing more damage and more energy channeling damage. And lastly, what appears to be Ultron, I'm going to guess. Ultron is stronger special tiles and way stronger buffing. He also has more damage and bigger strike tiles coming out of his energy beams.
Why is William Shatner Ultron?
What? Because James Spader is Ultron?
Did you catch up yet?
No.
Who, me?
No, Craig.
Nope.
Can he hear either of us?
Yes.
James Spader is Ultron.
Right, but Shatner's just there for my amusement?
So, our good friend and co-producer, UNC Samurai, are you telling me that Samurai has come up short because he didn't take the time to find that picture,
crop out
Shatner from that picture, and then add it to the awesome infographic he does every week?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I figured that. Sounds like you get a chance to
put William Shatner on, why wouldn't you?
Then I was trying to think of like something about Shatner because I don't know who the other guy is. So
James Spader. How do you not know who he is?
Nope. I looked at that guy. I had no clue who that picture was. I'm like, it's some guy in William Shatner.
Possibly the guy who played Ultron.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He just had a voice.
He's probably been in 100 other movies. I'm surprised you haven't seen a one of them. That weirds me out.
I've definitely never seen an episode of Boston Legal either.
You've never seen The Blacklist?
No.
Have you heard of The Blacklist?
Is he the guy who's like the old retired guy and the FBI uses him to do things?
He's the main character on The Blacklist.
Huh. Okay. I've never seen that show, but I've seen a commercial.
He also had a really unfunny arc on The Office, the American version.
Nope, won't watch that garbage show.
Okay. Didn't everybody have a non-funny arc on that show?
What's that?
I said, didn't everybody have a non-funny arc on that show?
Some people had a funny arc on that show.
Sure.
That's the first place I saw Craig Robinson. That guy's hysterical.
I do like him.
Yeah, that is true. What did Samurai say?
Hold on, I wonder... So speaking of the guy who totally ruined this show by leaving Shatner in that picture, let's see what Samurai has to say about these boosted characters. Strange Sights this weekend means a lot of goons dropping specials. Three-star players will get a lot of use out of Loki. If they have a few domino covers, she'll accelerate Loki's tile stealing. But for dealing with those pesky goons at level 4, there's Morbius and everyone else. Even 5-star players might lean on Morbius because there's just nothing worth messing with in the 5-star boosted list. I didn't realize Samurai was such a Morbius advocate.
Morbius is pretty decent.
Good.
He's
That's
up there.
Great.
He's not S tier, but...
How dare you!
Bringing it back!
It needs to go away! I'm old, I don't like change! Alright, that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Alright, let's head into the arena for the Superhero Showdown, brought to you by...
Yes!
Terrified. Ray, last time, we had Satana versus the Interloper.
We did. And, I don't know, to me this was strange, but maybe not. Maybe people liked her powers, but Satana... One decidedly.
Yeah, magic. Magic's super strong.
Magic is super strong. And apparently.
So is the Interloper, but.
Yeah.
The will of the people.
The Eternals did not prevail.
We live in what was formerly known as a democracy, so I will support it.
Hey, I haven't checked our bracket. How many more weeks of the, like, round one do we got?
Forever.
Oh, well, what? We've got this one, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more.
Holy smokes, it's a big bracket.
I know.
All right. We're going to be doing this for another year.
I was going to say, I can't believe it's going on for even 7 more weeks.
That's just round one.
All right.
This week, who wants to go first?
I'll start because my guy seems pretty straightforward. In a very powerful but like one note kind of way. So this gentleman who is known sometimes as Blackout and other times as Marcus Daniels, he appears to have the ability to manipulate Dark Force. He can pull energy from the dark dimension. His power is like a real jacked up version of what Cloak of Cloak and Dagger does. He's like if Cloak were powerful. Yeah, so he pulls Dark Force from the dark dimension and uses it to beat people.
Wow. Okay.
He can also teleport. Everything else is pretty... Oh, he even has a listed weakness.
Uh-oh.
Is there any chance that this woman I've never heard of generates light?
She is not Dazzler.
Okay. Go for it, Ray. I want to hear at least about it, and I'll see which way this is going
to
go.
I don't know. She might be able to generate light. So, the person I got this week, I've never heard of before. She starts off, she was a cult leader for Zared Nah, who is another person that I have no idea who they are. But apparently, Zared Nah was a prophet, prophesied the sinking of Atlantis, whatever. I don't know. So, she was a cult leader. She has some sort of psychological connection with Man-Thing. She gets into trouble. She can call upon Man-Thing. I don't think that's going to help her in the Octagon. That's a violation of the rules. But she was a member of the Legion of Night with Omen and Fin Fang Foom. Jennifer Kale. Yeah. She did some stuff with Doctor Strange. I don't know. Apparently she's a highly skilled sorcerer. So can I generate light? Yes. Yeah, I think she can. So she's got sorcerer and that psychic link with Man-Thing. That's, yeah. So
you can't keep saying that she's got something with Man-Thing because Ian's going to start giggling any second now.
No, I'm good. I don't know who she is, and I was kind of down on her. But to think that she approached Fin Fang Foom and was like, hey, do you need any help? And he was like, sure, you seem useful.
Right.
Like, I think that speaks to her quality.
Okay.
I think I can mash you into paste with Dark Force, but I don't think she's as awful as I thought when we were going into this.
I mean, she's a sorcerer, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jennifer Kale versus Blackout. There is a post now in the Discord. I am going to add a couple reactions to it, maybe. There you go. And, yeah, vote for whoever you want. I got nothing. I have no desire to see either one of them win, so, okay.
Maybe I'm just misseeing that.
What's what?
Not that it has any bearing on it, but for Blackout, you couldn't have used the symbol for Black Bolt? You went with Quake?
Oops, I picked the wrong one. I was trying to actually use the one for Black Bolt.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, I don't know where Rey is going with this, but I felt like Black Bolt was an easy.
What are you going to do?
I don't even know if he has an emote, to be honest.
I don't know. Everyone either vote here on the Discord or send in your votes via the emails. Yeah. And we'll see what happens next week.
Yeah, between Sorceress Jennifer Kale and Dark Force Manipulator Blackout.
You
and
should definitely vote. It looks really close.
You got Steam open.
I do have Steam open.
You want to open a token?
I'm not that ready. It's only at 83%. I could have said opening. That would have been more accurate, I guess. But I will open my one token. And, oh. I was like, ooh, it's a 4-star. I can use those. Oh, it's Medusa. I have plenty of those.
One more level for Medusa.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm only opening one, so.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to do, too.
It's a 4-star. Oh, Silk. I didn't recognize that symbol at all. Silk, nice. Screenshot. So, another level on Silk.
Oh, I got a purple. It is...
Abigail Brand.
Crystal.
Purple. Oh.
Inhuman Ambassador. I don't even know if I have a crystal. Let's see. Nope, I have to hit the recruit button.
Wow.
Look at that. One crystal. Does that give me all the characters again?
You have Moon Knight.
I don't know. Nope, no Moon Knights.
Yeah, Moon Knight's the only one I'm missing, too.
All right, well, I'll open. I've got like 10 more tokens to open, but I guess I'll wait for the Moon Knight to show up in the thing.
Who is the other... Like, so I assume that this impending rotation means that Abigail Brand is moving out and Moon Knight's moving in?
That is my understanding, yes.
Who am I missing in between Crystal and Moon Knight?
Daredevil? Elektra?
Oh, yeah! That's a character.
Yeah.
Yeah! Cool.
I just want to say thanks, as always, to this guy.
This guy.
What's on the podcast network?
Oh, the podcast network, which is the soon-to-be-named network. Soon-to-be-named-network.com is where you can find us. We are a home for a variety of different podcasts to help you fill your time with fun and education. Soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
No, not really. I'm doing good. I like Wednesdays. I get to do this show, and then I'm going to go sit down and watch Winning Time.
Winning Time's good stuff. I really like the guy that got...
How many episodes are there going to be?
Larry Bird is a jerk, too. That's pretty sweet.
They really are. They're going heavy on it,
oh,
too.
Oh, man. Can I get this kid a bud?
Oh, and... So I actually, I have no idea how accurate or not that is, because I've never met Larry Bird and never will. But have you seen that episode of Futurama where they... use like an answering machine message from him, and he's a total jerk.
No, I don't remember it anyway.
I think it's I think it's where the space-time continuum is being torn apart, and the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, yep.
You know, are trying to save it, and like they say something about Larry Bird, and the show plays like a what sounds like a voicemail recording saying, "Hi, this is Larry Bird. I just wanted to decline your offer. I don't want to have anything to do with your silly cartoon show." But they drew in Larry Bird and had him saying those in the show. It was awesome.
Good times.
So he seems kind of like a jerk.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray.
Bang, bang.
Or put it in the Reddit or in the MBQ forums. If you throw us a bone, you can go to our webpage, click the Amazon banner, buy yourself something. We get a little bit of kickback. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, let's party like it's 2099. Good night.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.